Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down.
Unite my mic, I'm about to put on a show now.
We ain't gotta go far, in the back of my car, I'm entering your town. I'ma touch some places that you thought were lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, that'll make your ass come off top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
I'm sorry. Take two. What's happening, everybody? This is your man, Cass. Hey, welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. You know how we do it. I'm out here chilling with my guy, Father Time. Father Time, what's happening?
What's cracking, Doc? You talk about
me. I don't know, man. Yeah, right. I'm on mute talking like a motherfucker. Sorry about that, y'all. I was on mute. I didn't had it. I'm like, damn, ain't nobody saying nothing. I'm saying what's up. Janine,
hey,
what's happening? Man.
Hey,
now. Damn, did we let Janine in? Janine?
Hey, how y'all doing?
We chilling. Bada, what's happening?
What's going on, y'all? What's going on?
Nah. That was on me. I'm talking like a motherfucker, man. I'm just like, hey, what's going on? I'm like, damn, no response back. Fuck y'all, man. All right, y'all, check this out. We had a topic going on before the show started, and I just feel like, fuck it, we might as well just go right into it. Now, I was watching, I just glanced at Love and Hip Hop real quick, and I know that's my man's show, so I know he can put a lot of shit in perspective to me. But it was just this little clip I seen where, what is her name? Mimi. She got a girlfriend now. Yeah, Mimi has a girlfriend now. And she was talking to her girlfriend, and she was saying Stevie came, and she was like, oh, your baby daddy. And she looked at her like, yeah, bitch, my baby daddy. Like, motherfucker, you already know who he is. And she like, man. I don't do good with baby daddies. I can't fuck with baby daddies. But you knew the situation before you got in it.
Well, I hate to ruin it for everybody, but I do got a spoiler alert. No matter, because they ain't together no more anyway. In real life.
Really?
Yep, they're not together.
Okay.
She with a WNBA player now.
So I mean, but she's still with a woman.
Yeah, she's still with a woman. But it ain't old girl that's on the show right now. I don't like her anyway.
Well, I'm looking at the show. Like I said, I do watch that show. I do watch that particular show, and it's just like, And my question is, we're not gonna say because you know I don't think she's bisexual. I don't think the girl was bisexual. I truly believe she's a lesbian. Now, I mean, I think she gives lesbians a bad name. I think she gives lesbians a bad rap, and I think that's why they put her on the show. You know, because I don't think everybody acts like she do. I don't think every woman that's a lesbian, you know, goes into the relationship, I'm going to be the tough motherfucker, I'm going to whoop a nigga ass, and this, that, and the other. I mean, am I wrong?
Well, I don't like the chick. I think she's fake. I think she's doing it because, you know, you got to have a storyline to stay on the show.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Otherwise, you know, they'll let you go in a heartbeat because there's a bunch of people on there that ain't on the first, you know, that ain't left from the first season. Benzino, one of my favorites, but he's gone. You know what I mean? I think she just trying to create a storyline to stay, you know, to stay relevant so she can stay on the show.
Well, now here's my thing. I've ran into some motherfuckers that's, you know, that kind of act like that. I told y'all about the situation at the club when old girl ran up on me talking about like she wanted to fight. So,
well, I don't know.
I think they act like some men act like what they think women are. That's how some women do. They try to act like the way they think men, you know, do some of the things they think men do.
Well, I mean, you sound like you in a spaceship right about now. So.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can agree. You sound far, far away in a land far, far away from here. But somebody's TV is playing.
Yes, it is,
because
I can hear that.
I can hear that clearer than
me.
I can hear her.
I'm about to say, that ain't me.
That was me with the TV. I was actually turning the TV off. And okay. So I heard what you said about how the dudes are, and I can agree with that because I think a lot of the guys that try to go into this woman type thing, I think they go overboard with it. You know, the snapping the hand, the snapping the fingers and rolling the head and all that. And I'm like, shit, I don't know no fucking woman that I've been around that does all that.
I agree. I mean, you have some, but I think it's far and few between.
And if you have females that do it, they only do it with their female friends. They don't do it out in public for it to be seen. It has to do with part of a joke or something like that. But when it's all said and done, I was surprised that women get into relationships with women because they were tired of men beating on them and then a woman beat on them.
Seen that before, too. But
that's
now, here's my thing. Now, I heard that before, but now the first thing that the woman told me that shit, that's how a motherfucker do. And I'm like, damn, a motherfucker don't hit you every situation. You know what I'm saying? A man don't hit you every situation unless he's just one of them crazy motherfuckers. But the average man not going to hit you every time you piss him off.
Not every time.
He's not. No, he's not.
Average man ain't going to hit you.
What? I mean,
some have to put their hands on a woman, and it's either alcohol or some kind of drug that is causing them to do it, or.
What?
No, I don't think that's true. I've seen a motherfucker slap the hell out of a girl sober than a motherfucker. Ain't no drugs.
Yeah,
just
he's all
the shit out of
him. Well, yeah.
He said,
I'm gonna just push you to that breaking point. That's what that was. Nah, I ain't never. I mean, now, I've seen that situation happen, but I've also seen a woman just, like, push a man to that breaking point where he just snapped.
Yeah, it happens. It's happened to me once in my life. So it does happen.
Mm-hmm.
I regret it, but, you know, a motherfucker know how to push them buttons, man. And see, what
and
I don't like
what,
about
dog?
Situations like that is when you're trying to walk away, man, and the motherfucker stand in front of you. They won't let you leave. You know, they asking for it. And they steady talking shit. You know, my weakness is if we arguing, don't talk about my mama. Don't bring my mama in it. That pushes my button. That's my weakness. Don't talk about my mama. I snap
well, did
out.
You talk about hers? Did you talk
no,
about
I
hers?
No, I snap.
No, I'm
I
saying
just snap,
you talked about
man.
Hers before she talked about yours.
Nope, I didn't say, no, I don't bring parents into it. We arguing. But don't bring my mama
okay.
into it. Don't bring my mama into it. My mama ain't done shit to you.
I can agree with you. I can agree with you wholeheartedly on that one. That's one that will get a guy's goat. And that's why your mama ain't shit because she raised you. What the fuck did
See,
you
shit
just
like
say?
That. That's
right.
That shit that pushed me over the edge.
Speaking
what
of which, happy birthday
mama,
to... Happy birthday, Ma. Love you. I had to get that out.
I knew that
today was my mama's birthday. Yeah, you know, today my mama's birthday. I had to get that out.
Yes.
But yeah,
but
that shit happened
right,
to me, man. And I was with Angie at the time. She talked about my mama. So that's the second time she did. The first time was when she kicked me out of the house. Remember when she kicked me out, man? You had to help me move out? Talk about my mama that day, and I let it ride. I let it ride because you know, temples was already flaring. I didn't want to go to jail. And then when I moved up here, she did the same shit. And of course, the police got called that time. And of course, I had to leave my crib, but I gotta leave. I don't understand that shit. Why the fuck she can't leave? Why the fuck I gotta leave my house? Her name ain't even on the papers. Her name wasn't no shit, but they make me leave. It's my house. I don't understand that shit. Fuck, I gotta. Why she can't leave?
Because they trying to flex their little authority. That's all. That's all that was. Just simply trying to flex some authority.
But I mean, but I'm saying that. Okay, all right, Janine, me and you together. We're a couple. We've been together for a few years. All right? You move in with me. Okay, your name ain't on the lease. None of that shit. You get mail there because I let you. But other than that, nobody knows you there. We get into it. You call the police. Who do you think should have to leave?
Well, if I'm calling the police, really, I should have just left then if that's the case. Is this not
right,
even my house?
It ain't even your house.
Mm-hmm.
But they make me leave. And I'm looking at you like, you know, why, dude, I looked at the police like, why I got to leave? They say, because you're the guy. You're the stronger one and all that shit. I say, okay, when I leave and she tear up all my shit, then who I'm going to call? Ain't none of this shit ain't hers.
Mm-hmm.
It's all my shit.
Right, so you going to tell me to leave so she can tear all my shit up by the time I get here, everything off. You know what? Fuck that. Candy, what's happening?
What's up? How you doing?
Hey, Candy.
We chilling.
Hey. Hey, boo. Hey, Janine.
Hey.
How y'all doing
Candy.
Today?
Candy, can
I
ask you a question?
Hey, huh? Everybody got a hey but me. That's all right. It's all good.
What's up, Timer?
Nothing. Not a goddamn thing now.
Oh, okay.
All right, Candy. Let me ask you something. Have you ever been in or know of someone that's been in a lesbian relationship?
Yeah.
You saying yeah that you have or you know someone?
Oh,
or both?
Well, both.
Oh, okay. Well, you can answer this question. Okay, well, I guess let me ask you, were you the, let's say, were you like the dominant one in the relationship? The pretty, yeah, the guy of the relationship?
No, we just,
or were you the girl? Or,
we were just, you know, whatever we wanted to be. It wasn't one or the other. We were just both women. And we were.
It's candy,
we
man. You know
did.
You're not gonna get a. You ain't gonna get no straight answer. Just keep on
right,
going.
Right.
It ain't.
I mean, that's
a straight answer.
That's usually the studs that be acting like they the men and stuff like that. They have been through in relationships where, you know, it's just two females.
Well, there's
like
women.
Okay.
There's women.
One of them has to be
men.
The dominant one. Somebody got to be. In any relationship, it's got
to
be a dominant one. In any relationship, male, female, male, male, female, female. Somebody has to be the dominant one.
I agree. Somebody.
Yeah,
has to be
but
the
it. Nah. Nah, we're both. We both agree at one. You know, we were one.
Let me grab me a beer.
Okay. I mean, like I said, I was watching the show, and I mean, okay, you got kids, right?
Yeah.
Did she ever have a problem with your kid's dad coming over or say, or you talking to him?
No.
So no one
first
had
of all,
any problem.
I think a better question was, now when you was in a relationship with the woman, was the dad even coming around the kids?
Yeah. Yeah, he was, you know, part time.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
If it
I'm
was
trying
me,
to fuck both of y'all. I'm trying to fuck both of y'all.
If my baby mama was in a lesbian relationship,
you couldn't hang with me, let alone two women. I'm just playing.
You say you just playing?
No, I said I'm
no,
just
she
saying.
Didn't say that.
No,
just
no, no, no.
Saying.
That's what you should have been said. That's what you should have been said. I'm just playing.
No, I said I'm just saying. Like
anyway, what was you saying, Father Time?
I'm saying if my daughter's mother was in a lesbian relationship after we broke up, I don't know if I could be around it.
Why?
I don't know if I could be around it.
Wow.
I have to meet my daughter outside, man. It'd be hard for me to be around that, man. I mean, that's just me. I don't know how you would feel about it. But for me,
would you feel like you turned her that way?
Probably. I'm like, damn, my shit was that bad. You had to go to women. You know, especially if this happened right after we broke up. You end up. That means you was with this motherfucker while we was together.
Not okay. And if y'all was with, if you was with that motherfucker while we was together, that mean you ain't cutting me in. You cutting me out. I got a problem with that.
Well, that's what
I'm saying.
I don't know. I don't think I could go over there, and I don't think we could be friends. I don't think we could be friends.
No, we could be friends. We could be friends.
I don't think I could be friends with him.
A threesome will have to take place.
Well, it don't always work out like that. That'd be the farthest thing from my mind. I'm looking at it like, you left me for this motherfucker?
You trying to
woman?
Bust people windows out and stuff, wouldn't you?
My ego would be shot. That would be a serious ego blow to me. I mean, if you left me for another dude, okay, I can accept that. All right, you know what I'm saying? But another woman? I don't think I can accept that. She'd have to keep that shit a secret from me.
Really?
I don't think I can accept it. I'm dead serious. All jokes aside, I don't think I can handle that.
I mean,
oh, she's just a friend.
I don't think I'd be. I mean, I don't know, man. I kind of gotta. perspective on today's society, so I wouldn't blame myself.
That should be going all through my motherfucking head.
Nah, I wouldn't blame myself. I really wouldn't. Yeah. This bitch crazy from the beginning, shit.
Well, I mean, that's even if you if it's boyfriend girlfriend and you break up, you always sit around and say, you know, what could I have done better? What did I do wrong? What could I have done better for us to be together? You know, this is the early stages of the breakup when you're still thinking about her or him or whatever. You know what I mean? And then to find out he or she left you for the same sex, it's got to fuck with your head. It's got to. I mean, everybody's done
it.
Everybody on the show right now has broken up with somebody. In the early stages, like those first couple of days, I'm pretty sure everybody questioned themselves and be like, what could I have done different? I'm pretty sure everybody didn't thought that in the early stages.
Okay, I get the point. I mean, I understand that. But
then you find out she left for the same sex.
I feel like that's what she always wanted. I know that part wouldn't get to me. That wouldn't get to me. Now, like I said, you can call me arrogant, you can call me what you want. But my thing is, me, you, and her need to get down one time.
If we broke up, we broke up. You just ass out.
Right.
No, I ain't. I'm knocking on the door.
Every time,
I'm coming at 2 in the morning. Hey. What you
see, you with a
doing?
Female and be like, hey, we just need to hook up one more time. I miss you, girl.
Hey, what you and your girl doing?
And bring your girl with
you. What you and your girl doing? You know, me being the asshole that I am, I would call me like, let me speak to your girl.
Mm-mm.
All right, shit. What's up? Can I come over with y'all?
Oh my
God. I'd be like, Axe, I got good dick. Axe. You don't want no dick. I got good dick. Axe. I mean, she stayed with me all that time. You know, I ain't got no money. So evidently, I got to have some good dick. I mean, seriously, man.
That's all you got here.
I'm calling right back, too. I'm calling right back. I know y'all there. I'm like Chris Rock. Hey, y'all going to have motherfucking 100. Hey, open the door. Stop playing. Open the door.
You'll see. End call. End of the call.
Exactly.
Wait a minute. Hold on, y'all. Not to change the subject, but I'm looking on the website, and Janae, you got some shit coming off.
I have some what?
I said you got some shit jumping off.
Yeah, I'm starting with this company, real estate investing. Y'all want some information, go on there and take a look at the ad I posted. Send me an email. I'll send you more information. Mm-hmm. Just starting to get into my real estate, start my own business.
Congratulations.
That's what I'm talking about. We gonna be rich, bitch. Oh, I'm just talking. Hey, Tama, what? Hey, she on the website. She got to cut us in to cut it out, right?
Hey, all I got to say is, look, if I send you my email, you send me some information. I ain't trying to buy no pond. I need a house.
You not trying to buy no what?
I ain't trying to buy no pond.
No pond? What's that?
Some old dead land that a motherfucker didn't sow. Right. It's going to be a rock.
Exactly. Bought me some shit underneath a bridge.
Really?
Tell my wife, babe, I just bought us a 3-bedroom house for $2,000.
Really?
This
you
in Florida. Let's go.
You should have known better than that anyway.
Hey, okay. Hey, Tom, I got a question, man. Well, you know what? I got a question to you because you answered it. But I think I found our twins. What y'all think? Y'all been on SinCityRadioShow.com?
Yeah, I've been on
yes.
there.
Oh my goodness!
Mm-hmm. I think I found our twins, man.
I never thought about him having a twin, but he does.
Man, I was walking through the mall, man.
I already knew your twin.
Asked me for his autograph, man. No lie. True story. And I signed that shit, too.
I would have done it.
Said they saw
me
on TV last night.
I really took a picture with him and everything.
So I signed that month. Somebody walked around with a bogus ass Forrest Whitaker autograph because I sure signed that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I spelled his name right.
See,
oh,
and I
wow.
hope they never asked. I hope they never asked me for Mekhi Phifer because I do not know how to spell his name.
Oh my goodness.
I posted the picture. I looked at the picture and I'm like, okay. You know, because I'm not going to lie to y'all. My family, I got family members like, man, you look like him. And I'm like, and I looked at that one picture like, okay, man, this dude do kind of favor a little bit.
I
don't know.
Yeah, y'all do. Yeah, y'all do.
Uh-huh.
And Forrest Whitaker, he always been a little sexy to me in his own little way.
Uh oh, Tyler.
He got that little side smirk.
Yeah, you know, that eye opened up, it's a wrap. He a bad motherfucker.
Right.
Goodness. That's funny. Can I say something about this article I saw?
Yes, go ahead. You can.
Because it was, you know, it was kind of like pushed on to like women. It was more like a woman's like article and stuff like that. And it said, you know, it was just naming out some things that men don't like, you know, don't like about their women. And one thing was men do not like for their woman to cater to them. And so I wonder, is that true?
I don't like it. Make me feel like I'm helpless, like I'm an invalid or something. I don't need you to do everything for me. Shit, you know what I'm saying? I ain't handicapped.
Really? So you really dog?
Not everything, man. So I'm saying, you know, just let me do it my damn self.
I mean, like, well, okay, so if she, you know, she washing the dishes, she keeping the house clean. I mean, that's normal, typical stuff, washing clothes, right? But to me, catering is like, okay, she bringing you your plate, she fixing your food for you. I mean, you know, she there when you need her.
I'm okay with that.
You okay with that type of stuff?
I'm okay with that kind of stuff.
I mean, you playing a game and you need some food or something, she iron your clothes. That's catering to me. If you need your clothes ironed, stuff like that, she fix your lunch. Have your coffee in the morning.
I'm okay with that, but, you know, you don't have to do that every single time. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes I can fix my own lunch
every once in a while. You know, I'm okay with that. You don't have to do it every day.
Yeah.
I mean,
it'll
probably get old anyway. Right. That's just me.
What?
I'm just saying it'll probably get old anyway, and then she'll slowly stop doing all that.
Exactly. Exactly. But now it's too late because you in that mode of where she does everything for you. Because
you expect
and
it now.
When she stop doing it, now y'all arguing about the shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I mean,
well,
what if she just like doing it? But what if she just like doing it? But what I'm saying is, but men just really don't, because that's what the article said. Men just really don't like that. They like some type of controversy with their woman.
I agree with that. I need that shit. I want to argue sometimes.
Really?
Yeah, man.
You really fucking me up, dog.
Sometimes I want to fucking argue. Sometimes I start some shit. If we ain't argued in a while, I'll start some shit. You know, keep the shit fresh.
You know what? I had a man tell me. A man told me if she ain't arguing with him, then it's a problem. As long as she arguing with him, it don't matter if she hang up on him or she walk out the room. As long as she arguing with him, he good. But it's, when she stop arguing with him, it's when he's worried.
I heard that.
Yeah,
that's when they feel like
yeah.
they don't care no more.
Because if you argue, that means you feel passionate about something. Something I'm doing is really bothering you. That's why we argue.
You realize
that means
you
care about me. You still got passion for me. Now, when you just stop arguing, I mean, we ain't arguing in 2 years. Jeez, something wrong. I'm just saying. I mean, I agree with what you just said. I agree with that 100%. If she stop arguing, then in my eyes, she don't care about me. She out fucking around with something. She doing something. She don't care no more.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what, man? Okay. Maybe because, oh man, hold on, before I even finish my sentence, you gotta call her. Caller, what's happening?
What's good?
What's
hey,
up?
Simon?
What's up, Dragon?
What's going
Hello.
On? What's up, everybody?
Scratch
what's happening with you, brother?
You
know, man.
Hold on before you say anything. Now, Dragon, did you hear what we were talking about?
No, I just got on.
All right, now somebody ask him the same question. One of the ladies.
Okay, so I found an article. It was catered to women, and it was saying that, you know, some of the things that men don't like for women to do. And one of the things was most men do not want their woman to cater to them all the time. They want some type of controversy.
Do you agree or disagree?
I'm going to say disagree.
But the other
okay.
still hot. The other
I do too, man. I got to disagree with that, man. Man, I'm laying there and here come my food and motherfucker rubbing my back. And if I just say, hey, damn, my arm is hurting. And she just instantly started rubbing it. That's cool to me.
Right.
Motherfucker, I mean, shit. You get your dick sucked without action. You just laying there and, oh, well, let me start sucking dick. We just laying here. Shit, man, that's just lovely to me. Shit.
Yeah, but let me say this.
That ain't never getting old. I don't give a fuck what you say.
It may not, but what I'm saying, let me say this. That's all good, but you got to think about it like this. Sooner or later, she going to want that same shit back. She going to
okay.
want you to stop caring. You know what I'm saying?
You know what, dog? I find that, no. You have some women that's just them. They like that. They like that. I mean, every woman don't always feel like, oh, I did this, you got to do it back. Some women get a kick out of just that makes them feel good to just say, all right, you know, just catering to their man. Am I wrong, ladies? Am I wrong for saying that one?
I mean, I'm going to tell you like this. If we were together,
oh,
I'm catering to you for 2 years, and you ain't
here we go.
Doing the same treatment, man.
You going to stop
you know
catering,
what?
Right?
You know what? First
yeah.
of all, listen to who we talking to. Listen to who we talking to. You talking to him. Really? Come on, dog. She don't
What's
count.
Wrong with me?
She's crazy.
What's wrong with
she
me? Why don't I count?
Because you're crazy.
Okay, well, all right, Butter, what about you?
Okay, really? You don't even
need
to care.
Like
well, damn, man, I was taught
to bring the plate and do all of that in the first place. So I'm going to do my job. Now, I figure this. If I'm doing everything that I'm supposed to do to make you happy, then you're going to do what I want you to do to make me happy. It might not be cooking me breakfast or bringing me my plate or nothing like that. It might be washing dishes.
Yeah,
or
but what if I'm not doing that? What if I ain't doing none of that?
You might not do it today, tomorrow, or the next day,
you're gonna,
but you're going to do it.
You going to do it today.
This is my whole. You know what? I seen. You know what, man? Hold on, y'all. I seen something today. I seen something, and I took it, and it was written down, and I took it. And it, matter of fact, this is what it says. It says our generation is becoming so busy trying to prove that a woman can do what men can do that women are. What to say? Women are losing their uniqueness. Women wasn't created to do everything a man can do. Women was created to do everything that a man can't do.
Well, that was back then. This is now.
You know what? And you, motherfucker, you would be the motherfucker to say that.
No.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Before y'all get to going at it.
Like
on,
I said before,
stop,
if a man
stop.
Stands up and
stop.
Does his part, then he's
stop,
gonna get
stop,
all
stop.
Our respect.
Can you stop talking? Before you say something, because I'm gonna let you say what you gotta say. Now, before you say that, let's not categorize. The nothing ass niggas. Let's talk about the motherfuckers that's doing. Let's talk about
That'd
the motherfuckers that's doing.
That'd be me.
Now, Butter, let's talk. If this motherfucker's paying your bills, he's doing this, he's doing that, what reason do you got to try to be the man?
I have no reason to try to be the man.
Okay, so. This is my whole thing with that is like everybody, the first thing that everybody keeps hollering is, well, if I got to do this, I got to do
That's
this.
Because-
Hold on. All us is not the same. All of us don't believe in sitting back letting you do everything. But now.
Well, I'm just fine now.
I'm not going. What did you just say, Candy?
No, I'm good.
What did you just say? No, seriously, what did you just say?
I plead the fifth.
I my ass. What you just say?
What did you just say?
I said I'm yet to find that.
Oh, your ass.
You yet
rad.
To find that.
Okay,
I was just wondering, dog.
I'm sitting on the back porch. I'm finding your spot right now. I'm going to bury your ass.
Oh, wait. Don't make me come to you.
Hey, don't worry about it, man. We're going to delete this show
scare
so
me.
Nobody heard
come
what
on.
You just said.
You don't scare me.
Now, hold on, y'all. Now, Candy. You got your guy on the show, and that's the first thing you say is, I've yet to find that? Damn, don't you think that was a little harsh?
I mean, y'all know that I speak my mind.
No,
I'm sorry.
All jokes. All jokes aside, I mean, don't you think that was a little
harsh? I mean,
to
I'm
say?
Not joking either. Everybody know that I am straight to the point, and it is what it is.
So you said, yeah, so, okay, without me trying to start an argument, you saying that the man ain't shit?
I'm not saying that. I never said that.
You said I ain't found him yet. Y'all, I mean, y'all.
I know. I said I have yet to find that.
Okay, that's the
same
thing.
That's what
she
said.
But, right, okay, I'm sorry. I've yet to find that. But dude at your house right now, right?
Yes.
He's probably getting ready to go.
I mean, y'all been an item for a little minute now. And I mean, the first thing come out your mouth is, you've yet to find that?
Yeah.
I ain't mad if you got to go, dog. I ain't mad if you got to go. I understand.
Okay, well, Hold on, dog.
All right, Dragon. We gonna give you a chance to retaliate against what she just said to you.
It's not no retaliation.
Well, not to you.
I mean, it's not a retaliation.
I'm saying,
I mean,
he gotta defend himself. I mean, she just basically
said he ain't doing shit. He don't have to defend himself. He's a man. I mean, dog, you heard what was said. Just straight. I mean, does what she said bother you?
Same thing I just said, motherfucker.
No, you're talking about retaliating all that, man. Come on.
I'm not talking about jumping on
him.
Yeah,
he's like, retaliate.
We're not, this, that's what I'm saying. Retaliate means
I would
get
wanna
back.
Know, I would want to know on what level she's talking
back.
About.
You said what, dog?
I say I want to know on what level she's talking about, on that level of she has got to find that.
Now, what was that?
Oh, my God. Really?
No uniforms won't get washed for about 3 days.
Oh, goodness.
Wow. I mean, cause
I just brought your pizza
and filled your cup of ice, and you, okay.
All righty, then.
Hey,
so, wait a minute. You the one problem. Over there catering, huh? Why does she got all this shit to talk about?
You
don't want to know
this is my whole point.
Hey,
now you sitting there. But you know what? No. This goes
don't
back
let
to
them
what
get
I
you, was. Don't let them get
don't
you.
Don't let us what?
Hey, you
let
started
get us
you
in
don't,
trouble.
Don't, no. Nah.
That
don't
say
this.
And
say
y'all
was
the one to catch it, too. And y'all catch
you
it.
You the one
that
started it. You the
oh, what
you
are you
started
saying?
It.
Oh,
that
oh.
Man ain't said shit negative to you about that man. I, you know what?
I never said negative about anything about him.
How the fuck is that not negative? You got your
it wasn't negative.
You say, I've yet to find that yet?
She had to find that situation.
I mean, shit, if that ain't a kick
well,
in the ass,
hold on, let me ask
you.
Let me ask this. I'm going to ask you, Dragon. All right, Dragon, are y'all a couple, first of all? Do y'all consider yourself a couple?
Not after the day.
All day long.
So y'all do consider, okay, and how long y'all been together as a couple?
What, 4-5 months?
Okay, well, I mean... So, in other words, Candy, are you just saying he ain't showed that to you yet?
That's basically what,
what
I'm saying.
Okay, I
got
you.
Like, as far as
really?
There's other
months,
things
man.
Other than catering and showing love and doing this and doing
only
that.
Thing I ain't
there's
got yet
other
is a
things,
goddamn
you know what
job.
I'm saying?
That's the only thing I
so
ain't got
what,
yet.
What more do you need to do?
He just said it. Get a job.
She just said that because he's not working right now.
And you was talking about paying bills and all of that, so she said she ain't yet to find that.
That's what I'm saying, and then
that's all.
But y'all know.
And all right,
Candy, I was on your side for a minute.
I was on your side for a hot second.
Y'all motherfuckers got me.
But now, I'm not on your side no more. So you basically done talking to me because he ain't got a job? And she didn't say she was done talking to him.
Hold on, butter, butter, relax on this one. Kick back for a second. I want to hear what Candy got to say.
Well, I never said anything. I'm done fucking with him because he ain't got no job. No, I never said that.
Well, subliminally,
you gotta give a person the space to shine. You know, you gotta prove to me what you can do because I can do it by myself. So you gotta make it interesting for me. You gotta show me what you can do better than me.
I do remember a show. I do remember a show where all y'all ladies talk about motherfucker got 30 days, 2 months. If they ain't doing that, then, you know, is that where we at? Is he going too slow for you?
No.
I mean, he ain't at the crib playing the video games all day, doing nothing all day, right? He out there trying, right?
Right.
So because he ain't trying, it ain't coming fast enough, you would make a statement saying, I ain't found that yet.
No, that's not it either.
Y'all be talking about him like he's not even on the show. Dragon is on the show, people.
Well, you know what? I understand that you don't want to say nothing because he probably pissed the fuck off right now. So I'm going to talk to him.
Y'all taking it to another level, though.
Right.
No, we're not.
I'm not.
This is
what
the fucking... Hold on, wait. Let me just say this, dog. Let me just say this. That statement that I read is the perfect example of what the fuck is going on right now. Because if that's your woman like that, you don't downgrade your man like that. You don't.
So I'm supposed to be downgrading my man? I never said anything about that.
You're not supposed to downgrade him.
You kind of did, though.
No.
I mean,
that
was a shot.
That's the whole thing of what that statement meant. That whole statement meant that. I mean, you know, my thing is this. And this ain't no, and to me, I'm all bullshit aside, no joke. That was a downgrading ass thing to say. Because simply, the simple fact is that you sitting here, in your own words, you saying that he ain't no nothing ass nigga. So, why take a cheap shot at him like that?
But you still have yet to show me.
I mean, that's what that was. I mean, anybody that don't think that was a cheap shot, man, okay. But that was a cheap shot. And I mean, Dragon, I'm on your side on this
one. Hold on, man. Now, Kenny, what was you about to say? He's not showing you what?
Exactly what I said before. You still have yet to show me what
you
can do.
How long y'all been living together? A couple months, right? It's been a few months, right?
Yeah.
And he gets up every day.
I don't remember.
But he gets up every day and he go out there and try. Does he get any credit for trying? Just because it's coming slow.
Yeah.
The economy is bad right now.
I know that it is, and
I know
how hard
job.
It is. I know.
Well, that's all I'm saying. You got to get a man. You got to give him some time. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be uplifting him, not bringing him down.
I do. I don't bring nobody down, but I have the right to my own opinion. And what I said, you guys are taking totally from what I was, you know, what if the meaning was really about.
Well, you know
okay,
what, Candy,
well,
I tell you like this, and then I'm going to leave it alone. What you said, if that's how you feel, that's how you feel, but you shouldn't have said it on the show. That's a conversation me and you should have had one-on-one if that's how you feel. That's just me. I mean, I don't know how everybody else thinks, but that's a conversation we should have had one-on-one if that's how you truly feel. But saying the shit on the show, especially this show, you just set that motherfucker up for 1,001 jokes that I'm not even going to say.
Oh.
What, until he not on here?
I didn't put him up on no joke.
You can't say shit like that on this show, because the motherfuckers going to take it and run with it. And that's exactly what we did. We took what you said and ran with it. Some
well,
shit you got to say to a motherfucker face-to-face, one-on-one, in the privacy of your own home. You can't say shit like that on this show. Come on, you've been on the show long enough to know.
That is true.
Yeah, anyway.
Anyway, moving on. Fuck. Anyway, fuck him. Let's go.
Oh, my God. I never said that either.
Yeah, I'm on my way back to my mom's house. I done called my mom on my way back. I'll be there in a minute.
Man, you going to look on that back porch and I will not be there. I'm gone. I'm going to fuck if I got to start walking.
Damn right. You going to wake up tomorrow, I ain't going to be there.
I'm gone.
And I can still do the same shit I've been doing.
Well, then,
me.
Why
and you
why
just,
have
and
come,
you just
why
got
have,
like,
wait, hold on, hold on. Hold on. Why have the man come live with you to just degrade him? This is what I don't understand. I guess this is the part I'm not understanding. Because if he hasn't been working this whole time, we as women, yeah, we have done a lot of stuff on our own. But then you brought the man in for a reason. Evidently, we saw something in that person.
Right. Was he working when you let him move in?
Yeah, in Chicago.
Well, that's a long-ass fucking commute.
That's what I'm saying. He couldn't do both.
But
I wasn't downgrading anybody.
So
you guys are talking about I'm downgrading somebody, and I'm not. Let's just change the subject, because obviously y'all ain't getting what I'm saying.
Okay,
I never downgraded him as a person, because he's a good person.
No, I don't think you're downgrading him, but I think you did take a shot. I don't think she meant to downgrade him.
I don't think she did either.
No, I didn't.
Not downgrade. I'm going to say degrade him. I don't think she meant to degrade him. It's just what she said, we took it and ran
and
with it.
And ran with it. Yeah.
And we ain't take shit and ran with it. Shit, what okay. you keep saying we took it and ran with it. What are we saying is not true? Nothing. Wait a minute, hold on. Let me finish. How we running with it? Is there anything that we're saying? Okay, let me ask you this, Father Time. Is there anything that you just said that you really feel like, okay, nah, that really ain't true?
Negative.
Exactly. So how? What are we running with?
We just took.
You making it more than what it is.
Okay.
All right, let's change the subject. Let's just move on away from this.
Well, y'all never even got my comment about.
I'm sorry, Janine. Go ahead with your comment, girl. Come on with it.
Don't you sound country guy now? Get my comment.
Sound like she's from Georgia, some goddamn. Well, let's go on down yonder so she can do her comment.
I was just going to say that if that's the type of person you are, is a nurturing type person, which that's just the way I am. I mean, hell, it might be sickening sometimes to some people. I don't know. But I'm just that nurturing type of a person. I mean, until you tell me to stop, I'm going to keep doing it. But if you that way anyway, it shouldn't matter what that other person is doing for you, as long as they're making you happy. It's not about what he's doing. It's about, are you happy with that person?
That was your comment, Oprah?
Yes, that was my
Did
comment.
Did you just say Oprah?
that was your comment, Oprah?
Yes, it was. That's all I wanted to say.
I'm just fucking with you. All right, let me ask y'all this question. It's kind of the same thing, but really not. All right, my wife has me watching Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if y'all know who. I know you know who Antonio Brown is.
Mm-hmm.
Drago, you know who Antonio Brown is?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wide receiver from the Steelers.
Yes,
He's
sir.
He's on the show. And then that dude, the cat named Wayon from Boys to Men, he's on the show too. He's the front runner. Wanye, that's the name. Yeah, Wanye. He's the front runner, right? He's the pick to win it all. So Antonio Brown's partner, she got on national TV last week and said that she thinks Wanye is going to win. And Antonio Brown took that shit a totally different way. Like, what the fuck you mean? Hold on. You supposed to be my partner? And you said that this motherfucker going to win on national TV? And he took the shit totally to left field, and everybody jumped on this case. Now, my question is, if we partners and you think somebody else is going to win, you tell the world that you think this other person is going to win, shouldn't I take that shit to left field?
Hell yeah.
Nigga, you can't dance. Okay.
Damn.
We ain't gonna.
But you're supposed to be my partner. You're supposed to be able to teach me how to dance. That's your job is to teach me.
I'm doing the best I can. This motherfucker ain't got it.
Wow, really, really. And then you wonder why I took the shit to left field. That's some bullshit.
I mean, she just said it in a way that's how she felt, but that's what she really meant. She knew. I mean, if you looking at if they dancers, they know who could dance or who cannot dance. I mean, it's not to say that they not trying their best, but they can.
But you're
still
not supposed to say that.
Why you gonna
TV?
Shoot them down like that though?
They can
be down like that.
Right.
It's your partner.
Her plan.
Right. That's your partner.
That's just like, okay, say we playing motherfucking, like, for example, y'all seen the Father Time and Cass seen the Oklahoma City Spurs game last night, right?
Some of it.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see when Russell and Durant got into it?
No.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't really get into it, but, you know, it was
they
blew a coverage, and they had words. You know what I'm saying? Now, he didn't go on national TV and say, this motherfucker don't stick D. They did it amongst themselves and got back on the fucking court and went out there and played and won the fucking game. You just going to sit here and we supposed to be partners and you go on national TV and say, oh, they going to win. And just say, just shoot me down like I might have had a motherfucking spurt where I didn't learn how to do everything. I'm out here cold than a motherfucker. But now you just killed my dreams because you said that shit.
And we supposed to be partners. We supposed to be in it to win it together.
I got to go and on the show with you and dance with you after you done said this shit. You better be hoping I don't swing your ass in the audience.
That's the same thing I told my wife. I'll be stiff as hell with her. I'll make sure we lose next week. We ain't winning because I'm not even going to fucking try now. You don't think we're going to win any motherfucking way. I'd fire your ass if I could. And you can't fire, you know, you can't fire the professionals.
Right.
But come on, you don't go on national TV and say no shit. Like, hey, dog, that's just like, okay, let's say we go syndicate. We all over the motherfucking world. And you get on the show and just throw me under the bus. But then you expect me to come back to the show the next day like everything is cool. No. Hell no. You get on the show talking about, man, I've been carrying this motherfucker for the last 6 years. Shit, my back.
Well, I have.
But you expect me to come on the motherfucking show. Ha ha, very funny, motherfucker. You expect me to come on the show the next day like everything is all cool and chippy. Hey, man.
I didn't think you got that.
What y'all talk about while I was on vacation? Get the fuck out of here.
I tried to do the candy. I hope you didn't catch that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Too soon, y'all.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, man.
Right. I mean, and shit. I mean, you sitting there talking about, well, shit. He's a great dancer. What? Like, really? Like, goddamn. So,
what am I?
Bitch, you ain't taught me shit. Yeah, I'm going to get on this motherfucker and be like, well, the bitch ain't taught me shit no damn way. No dancing ass bitch. Why y'all? Can I get another motherfucker? Can I get another motherfucking dance?
That's the same thing I said. But apparently, it's against the rules. You cannot change your partner in the middle of the show.
But I gotta listen to this bitch. I'm going on this motherfucker like this. Hey, how you feel tonight? We gonna lose because this bitch can't dance neither. you bury me, I'm burying your ass back.
Yeah, I agree 100%. You throw me under the bus, goddammit, I'm gonna throw your ass under the motherfucking bus too. We both gonna get run the
bitch
fuck
together.
Over. That's crazy as hell, man. This is my partner. You know what I'm saying? That's just like my wife telling my mama I can't fuck.
Oh, Lord. Help me, Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, wow.
Well,
my
why
would you even say that?
She can't suck good dick no way.
Oh, what the fuck?
But now why would I tell your mama that? That's just
right,
like me going on national TV saying the same thing.
Or national radio.
Same thing.
Whatever.
I wasn't talking about you, Candy. That's a true story.
No,
that,
he
that,
said
that actually happened last
radio.
Week on
no.
Radio.
My baby can
fuck. We all need to show each other love. We all need to show each other love.
Right. Can we all just
hey,
get along?
Hey, man. Hey, man.
Shit, you shouldn't be. You ain't saying nothing negative about you. Why would you be?
He will when the motherfucking show go off. That motherfucker ain't forgot shit. He might be, he quiet, you know, them quiet motherfuckers you got to worry about. That motherfucker ain't said, he ain't said a word
bear,
about
y'all.
That shit.
He's
I
a
bet
teddy
he
bear.
Feeling like a motherfucker on the inside.
No,
I
he isn't.
She said this shit on
all
the
I gotta say is,
national radio.
Payback is a motherfucker.
See, that's all I'm saying, dog.
Oh,
don't
whatever.
Worry, we're gonna race
playing
this
hard.
Show.
You better
we're
watch that.
Ain't
know,
nothing hard on
you
but some crusty ass lips.
You
listen,
better watch your
lips. Don't start
see
that bullshit.
Wow.
Let me drop his
okay.
Motherfucker.
What city y'all
in? I'm the one starting it. I'm the one starting this. Now that's the second shot she done took at the add-in.
That's all right. I'm going to pull her lips out and make her turn into a duck so she can quack, goddammit.
Yo, don't worry. I'm going to be checking the paper, man. So, white woman mysteriously come up
what?
Missing. You know, I'm deleting the show. Make sure this shit don't ever get aired. I got your back, dog. We ain't heard of shit.
I ain't going to come up missing. I'm going to continue to do what I be doing.
I'm just saying, dog. I got your back.
Say what?
I got text me or whatever. If you need me to delete the show, just text me. I make sure this person never get hurt.
Yeah, I'm crazy.
Damn shame what happened to Candy. I heard she came up missing.
Candy who?
She ain't been around in 3 months.
She never been on this show.
Right.
She never been on this show.
Y'all crazy.
I got your back, bro. She ain't never been on this show.
Y'all know
no idea who you talking about.
Butter is gonna confess it all. That's her
you
friend.
Already know. You already know. Love you, Butter.
I love you
Butter.
Too, baby. I love you too.
Butter who? Shit. Okay,
oh,
don't worry, good
you
hours.
Too, Butter.
You keep thinking Butter gonna confess shit. Butter is a motherfucker with a low threshold for pain. Wait a minute. Somebody said they gonna do what? They gonna do what? I just be Butter die. I love you, but baby, I don't know what the fuck happened. That's shit. Y'all better understand one thing. Butter got a low threshold for pain. Hitting me. This motherfucker finna hit me over you. Shit. Kill that bitch. Must be all kill that bitch.
No.
Yeah, okay,
no,
though, my ass.
Not this
all
one.
Butter, so you... Butter, you willing to take that torture?
Ain't nobody gonna torture me.
Yeah,
that's right,
okay.
Tell
that wait a minute, that dragon,
yeah.
This your life.
Yeah.
Butter, the only motherfucker that's gonna testify against you. You let that ass walk. And my point exactly.
Come on,
damn shame what happened to Butter.
Butter gonna sound like Yolanda on that prank. I'm a Christian. I don't get into none of that. I bet y'all won't hear no sexy overtones from her ass then. What? Buttercup with that motherfucking full, that full skirt, that full dress that go all the way down to the knees, but it buttons all the way up to the neck. No, y'all, I ain't seen nothing. Shit. Sorry, Candy. May you rest in peace. But I ain't getting hit by no goddamn body. Then the motherfucker talking about doing something?
Oh,
shit. Yeah, I know the deal. Shit, you can talk that shit all you want. You better, hey, look here. Hey, but ain't the motherfucker that we rely on. She love you to death, but shit. But I'm going to tell you like this. She love you to death, Candy, but Butter ain't taking no ass whooping and getting fucked up for nobody.
You remember, I'm selfish.
They damn right, she is. And she will prove it right then and there. Wait a minute, Jackie finna do what to who? If I do what? Shit, now y'all know I ain't seen shit.
Oh, okay. He know better.
Huh?
He know better.
Okay.
All I gotta say is,
motherfuckers all missing too. They together. They ran away together. She ain't gonna go nowhere without that dog.
You gonna have to kill that motherfucker because he's a protector.
Fuck
that son of a bitch straight on out the
put
door.
Put all y'all motherfuckers in the same damn bag and bury y'all ass.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Make sure you get rid of all your fingerprints, dog. Wipe that motherfucker clean.
Dude,
everything
dude,
you ever
dude,
touch.
Dude, it's gloves. It's some of them.
Yeah, okay.
Wipe all that shit down. Don't use bleach because that's a dead giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
You start spraying that motherfucker with Luminol. Got him. You know, I watch 48 Hours all the time. And then I commit the perfect crime.
Holler at me, dog. We can rap.
I done seen all them goddamn shows. I know exactly how not to get caught.
Man, and on that show, I almost got away with it.
Ain't it?
But you fuck you mean?
But now here's the thing about that show that I almost got away with it. Yeah, I'm on that and I'm speaking my motherfucking, I'm telling my story, but you ain't gonna be on there.
So
you know why you ain't gonna be on there? Because I did get your ass. I might not got away with it, but I did get away
but
with getting your ass. Goddamn right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I ain't scared. Either way, if it's my time, baby, God's going to take me.
You know what? And that's your. And once again, that goes to everything she's saying just proves my point about that damn quote I just said earlier. She
well,
sounds
let's
just
go
like
back
a dude.
To the quote. Let's go back to the. Read it again. Let's go back to it. Read it again.
She sounds like a dude, man. There's no uniqueness about her. I mean, you don't want. I mean, that's what's wrong with society today. Every woman want to be the man.
Not every woman wants to
well,
be the man.
Well, a man should make us be a man.
Let me read the quote. Let me hold on. Let me read the quote. And let's be honest about it. Let's be honest and say. That we're not talking about, who we talking about. It says our generation is becoming so busy with trying to prove that a woman can do what a man can do and be like a man that women are losing their uniqueness. Women wasn't created to do everything a man can do. They were created to do everything a man can't do.
So what happened to the man?
What you mean, what happened to the man?
See,
if
let's get something straight. Let's stop the bullshit. Okay, let's take all this shit out of here. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say every man is right, because every man ain't. We got a lot of sorry-ass men in this motherfucking world. We do. I'm not going to sit here, and if you happen to grab a couple of them motherfuckers in your life, sorry for you. But now, every man ain't that sorry motherfucker. But see, that's the only motherfucker to get the props and the praises is the sorry motherfucker. That's the only motherfucker that you, not, I'm not saying you or y'all per se, but that's what the motherfuckers gravitate to. The motherfuckers gravitate to the sorry motherfucker because the sorry motherfucker is the motherfucker that looks cool. The sorry motherfucker, when you're young, he the cool motherfucker. He the motherfucker that didn't go to school. He the motherfucker that skipped every day. He the motherfucker that dropped out. He the motherfucker that you want to go, who house you want to skip over. Then when a nigga knocked your ass up, then he ain't shit, because now you see the real him. So now you want to sit there and fault every other motherfucking man that, oh, y'all motherfuckers ain't shit. No, all us ain't like that, dude. Because while you was sitting there fucking him and not carrying your ass to school, I was in class.
Preach on, Pastor.
Preach.
I'm just saying. I was in
church.
Class. I got my shit. Like my mama said, like my mama always say, I got mine. I don't give a fuck how much dirt I did. I got my motherfucking education. I did what I was supposed to do. Shit. Motherfucker, hey, child support, I've been paying that shit for 20 years faithfully. I ain't behind. I don't owe shit. I know my man, he through with his shit. He paid his shit. So, shit, evidently, we did some shit right. I got one more.
Don't get credit for that shit, though.
No, they don't. Because you know why? We get lumped in the category with them same motherfuckers that they choose to fuck with that didn't do shit, that you knew one shit the first time you met him any motherfucking way. We all get lumped in that one category.
I don't understand why, if a man know he is a man and he knows that he did his job as a man, why he get offended because of a broke down man being talked about?
You say, I'm not understanding your question, baby.
Why are you being, if you know that you a man and you done did your part as a man, as a father, as a man, then why are you being defensive over what a broke down man has done?
Because because the simple fact is that we get lumped in with the broke down man.
Yeah, that broke ass man.
That's why we get offensive. That's
like
why we always gotta always stand up on our motherfucking
head. Bad relationship with a female. You know what I'm saying? We don't categorize and put all females in that cat. Oh, she a trifling ass bitch. She's a no good bitch. Can't do that. You know what I'm saying? That's basically what he's saying. That's just like a broke, like you said, a broke down man. Okay, if you know you a real woman, then you got a broke down woman. So, yeah, you gonna get pissed off if a motherfucker put you in the category of a broke down bitch, but you're not a broke down bitch. You not even in that category, but you got put in that category. You gonna get offended too.
That's true. That's every person on the planet, male or female. If you're in a category you know you shouldn't be in, and a motherfucker put you in that category, you gonna say something. That's anybody.
You might not go off the handle, but you gonna say I'm not like that bitch.
Man, look here. I'm gonna tell you like this. And a lot of times it gets so crucial. A motherfucker, you can have two baby mamas. What's the first thing that the baby mama you with See, about the other baby mama, don't compare me to her. I ain't shit like her. And in your mind, you sitting there thinking, bitch, you're just like her. You're acting just like her. I'm trying to give you a heads up right now that you're acting like her. But you don't compare me to that bitch. Don't compare you to this bitch. Well, stop acting like her. If I'm telling you, you doing the same shit that she was doing, don't compare me to her. Well, the only reason I'm comparing you to her is because you're acting like her.
But you know what? When me and my wife argue, sometimes I would make a statement and say, you know what? You're doing the same shit the first motherfucker was doing. And she would get offended. She would get offended.
That first,
well,
the
you know
first
what?
One that I would used to be with.
Hold on,
right,
hold on, man.
Same
hold,
shit she doing.
Hold on, we got Big Mike.
Tell
me. Big Mike, what's happening?
I'm listening to everything y'all saying.
Right, you hear
you
me?
You feel my pain,
saying,
right?
Brother.
I'm listening to everything.
you hit one. What you want to say?
I mean, my thing is this, you know, and I ain't trying to be funny, you know what I mean? But, you know, Zach, like you said, it's you got dudes out here, man, that skipping school, you know what I'm saying, ain't being a man, but that woman is going to follow him. But on the other end, you got that real man, got his education, doing his thing. No, you know what I'm saying, got a family or ain't no kids, whatever, but on the other hand, like you said, she going to fuck around and leave the good. She going to fuck around and leave a good man for the broke nigga.
And I'll be laughing at her ass, too. That's
no,
your
but
ass.
Now here's,
don't come back
here's
over
my
here.
Thing. They never get with the good dude. They always get with the fucked up motherfucker.
I mean, on some real shit, I didn't see that shit happen at Westside High School. I didn't see some badass women with the broke dudes. I mean, broke down ones.
You say what? Meet the good dudes at
church.
No, you can meet a motherfucker in Subway. Just use good common sense. That's all. And that go for both of us. That go for men and women. Use good common sense. That's all. Don't look at the finale moment. Look at the longevity of it. Look at how this motherfucker. How you think this motherfucker gonna treat you in 10 years? How you think this motherfucker gonna treat you in 5 years?
Like shit.
Look at the longevity of it. If the motherfucker start off doing some dumb shit, what makes you think he gonna stop?
Exactly.
Now,
nope.
With that being said, I know me, and I'm just gonna speak for me. I'm not the easiest motherfucker to get along with. I got attitudes. I got mood swings. I'm not easy. Shut the fuck up. I'm not the easiest motherfucker to get along with. And I ain't got to fuck you, so you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But my thing is,
we don't agree on everything, but we can agree on that.
If you with me, I will spaz out. I will go into my attitudes. I will go into my little mode. But despite every time I spaz out and despite every time my little attitude, despite my little mode, you already know I'm going to be there for you. Regardless of how the fuck I'm feeling, I'm still going to be there for you. I don't give a fuck how mad you made me. It's like I seen this little picture, a little meme or whatever they call it, where it had the old man. He pissed off at it. He pissed off at the old lady, and it's raining, but he still got the umbrella. He looking mad in the motherfucker, but he still put the umbrella over her. He still made sure she was gonna be right. So I mean, you got to look at a motherfucker like that. If that motherfucker ain't going to do right by you when y'all want good times, what makes you think he going to do right by you when you on bad terms?
Church.
I mean, but that go both ways. That go both ways. That don't just go with the men. That go with the women, too. You know what I'm saying? Us as men, we got to look at that shit, too. This bitch ain't doing nothing but sucking. Only comfort you get out this bitch is when she fucking you. Man, you know, something wrong. You can't get no comfort other than the fact that she fucking you. Something wrong.
Well,
you know,
I know one thing I found is I just never dated a man that I met at a club.
Really?
I know that was one thing. Mm-mm. Nope. Don't worry. I have fun. I, you know, dance and do my thing, but I ain't never dated nobody I met at a club ever.
Damn, you know what? That Janine, it's funny that you bring. I've never really thought about that, but me neither.
I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
I've never dated nobody I met at a club.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, and I've never thought about that until you just said it. Wow, that's some crazy shit. And I mean, Diamond, you know, we'd have been to clubs many a night.
Mm-hmm.
True that.
Yeah.
And we, you know what I'm saying? All right, we done ran into some motherfuckers. But think about it, Tama. And if I don't know if I'm wrong or not, but I don't recall you ever really dating nobody we ever met at the club.
Strip club or regular club? Did date a strip club one time.
We're going to leave that strip club incident out of that, all right? With the exception of that one. We're going to leave that one out of here. Let's leave that one out of that.
Well, regular club, I've never dated nobody from a regular club. I never even thought about that, neither. Never, ever.
Me neither. And since she just said it, I've never thought about it, but I haven't. I've got a lot of numbers from a lot of clubs in my day, and I've never dated nobody out that club. Like, you know, like anything serious? No. Like, you know. Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, but at the same time, you
got
to ask yourself, who goes to the club to find a motherfucker to date anyway? Usually, clubs is like a one night stand. Nobody goes to the club
well,
for a relationship.
Well,
I mean,
a lot of people think like, "Shit, I'm finna meet Prince Charming tonight, or I'm finna meet my queen."
Really?
Yeah. I don't mean to change the subject, but I want you guys' opinion on something. Is that okay?
Well, yeah. Now since you just jumped on in there with that shit, we got no choice but to stop talking now. Go ahead.
Okay, I want your guys' input on this. Now, I have a best friend that was murdered about 4 years ago, okay? And she was married to a man, and this man, now while he was, there's a group called Moms on a Mission that looks for, you know, missing people or whatever. They do different things, you know, to look for her and all this and that, you know. Well, while they were doing that, he met this woman while he was looking for his wife. Now, mind you, he was talking to this woman that was, you know, helping looking for his wife. Okay, now they found her remains. I think it was a week later or a week before, the girlfriend ended up passing away. And then...
Okay, hold on, though. Hold on. I'm a little confused. What girlfriend?
I'm totally lost.
You never said anything about a girlfriend.
I told you, he got with this girl. She
Why
was in
for his
with,
wife?
Well, no, he was looking for his what?
He's a girlfriend, okay.
And his girl ended up, they claim it was an overdose, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then he just got arrested for murder last week on a car dealer guy, a guy from a car dealership. Okay. Now, I've always said, you know, never exit him out as a suspect. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't know. But don't you think that makes him more guilty now because you got my girl, you know, my girl got murdered and they found her remains. And then they got his girlfriend. She died of an overdose, so they say. And then now he done murdered this car dealership guy. And then he would, you know, he got on TV, national TV, fake crying. To me, it looks like he just looked like he was lying. You know what I mean? But what do you guys think about that?
Yeah, he might have had that whole thing set up. And he's just not getting caught.
I say it sounds like that cop dude that killed, had what, three of his wives before he got caught?
Yeah, that dude in Chicago.
That Peterson guy.
Wasn't it Peterson
or something like that?
And Matt, whatever happened to him? Did he, I mean, is he still in prison?
Yeah,
yeah.
He's trying to get an appeal or some shit.
I ain't heard nothing else about it since I moved to Indianapolis.
Yeah,
that motherfucker killed all his wives. Fuck them hoes.
They talked about him last month. He trying to go get another appeal for the case because some bullshit.
Well, they never found the body, right? To the last one.
I think
wife.
They did. No, I don't think
they found
the body.
Oh,
they did? Yeah, they did find the body for the last one.
All three of his wives was found.
Yeah.
He never even tried to hide them. The third one he tried to, you know. But the first two,
shit,
the motherfucker was found in the bathtub.
No, I think they didn't find the last one.
Right.
I don't think they found the last one.
They never found the last one.
I thought they found the first two in a freezer or something. That's why he was in prison
for those first two. But it triggered it off by the third one.
Yeah, he just
so they started investigating him. It's just, and then, you know, and then I got into an argument. I got into an argument with his new girlfriend.
You
because
did?
I told her because he's guilty.
What?
No.
What are we talking about?
She got to argument with the dude that she's talking about that killed her friend. He got a new girlfriend, and she got into an argument with her on Facebook. That's what she's talking about. She ain't talking about Peterson. Sure. If that bitch
got a death wish, let the bitch die. Because ain't no way in this world I'm going to get with some man and you tell me your wife missing. That's like the biggest red flag. You ain't got to say no more.
She knew about the wife and the girlfriend before her.
You ready to die. So.
That's what I told her. I said, at the end of the day, honey, I'm glad that you're alive to see your children another day. Well, he didn't kill the girl that overdosed because she overdosed. I said, honey, you can make a murder look like an overdose.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
I know what he want to tell you. Get you some business and stay the fuck out of mine.
No, that was my friend he murdered. I don't care about the other chick.
That.
I'm talking about the first lady. That was my best friend.
I'm going to keep going until
the motherfucker's found guilty. I'm going to keep fighting for that. Yes, I am. Somebody needs justice, and it's her.
Good luck.
I will.
Good luck, Greg.
I know.
Say what? Hey, man, I just said good luck to you, brother. Good luck.
Ain't nothing going wrong nowhere. There's a lot of people that think
you're
guilty.
You from Chicago. Dragon, you from Chicago, ain't you?
Yeah.
Okay, so you pretty much know how shit works.
Yep.
Okay, good luck.
He is stupid.
And all I gotta say is, you know that gang you used to be in? Or used to be affiliated with, or whatever you want to call it?
Uh-huh.
One of those, buddy, one of those.
I understand you, but shit, I mean, you know what, we're going to, Simon, you up?
Yeah.
All right, take us on out, man.
All right, buddy, any last words?
I enjoy myself this evening, and I will talk to you all tomorrow.
All right, that's what's up, Candy.
I had a nice time. Justice for my BFF. Yeah, I'll talk to you tomorrow, Lord willing.
You got that right, Lord willing.
Boy, you just worked right out my mouth, boy.
I ain't scared. Either way, I ain't scared.
Dragon.
Yes, sir.
You got any last word, bro?
Yeah, I enjoyed myself. Had a good conversation. Lord willing, I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
All right, man. stay out of the joint, dog. Stay out of the joint.
I can't go back.
Well, make sure you do it clean, man. Make sure you keep it clean.
Man.
Janine.
Clean
the
sheet.
It was a good show. Real talk with everybody. And for all those widows out there, I hope y'all stalking need to have passed. Not a real disease or something or some type of thing. Well, people ain't fucking with you like that. Your wife just missing and shit. Well,
Wait a minute.
Look, I'm gonna be looking up the disease and everything. Your wife died for what? And I'm typing it in the computer. Let me look that shit up. I don't trust people like that. They could be making shit up. These widows out here talking about they widows, they just be looking for people that can murder next. I ain't gonna be your next victim.
Right.
No, thank you.
Hey, Janine, I'm pretty sure everybody. I'm pretty sure everybody on the show want to ask you a question.
What point to all of this?
What's your point?
Just take the show out.
you talking about widows? What the fuck are we talking? When do we start talking about widows?
I'm talking about all these people that's giving folks the shit that they with. They call themselves widows. That's what they call themselves.
I mean, I understand that, but where's all that coming from?
From what Candy just
what
saying.
Candy was just saying.
Okay. All right, what you got, man?
Oh, Lord.
FanCityRadioShow.com, y'all. Check it out. Y'all know how we do it. Hey, look here. Let me tell y'all. Stop lurking. Y'all see, we got some beautiful women on there. We got some good-looking guys. Let's get on that motherfucker, y'all. FanCityRadioShow.com. Ain't nobody got to lurk. As a matter of fact, I know you're lurking because they tell us every time that you get your ass on there. So stop lurking. Post a comment. Say hi to somebody. You know what I'm saying? Post a picture. Do something. Man, we built this for y'all. Why the fuck y'all not doing nothing, people?
People could be messaging each other. Do it show you that too?
Nah, but goddamn, y'all could do more than just message. I mean, goddamn, post, Shit. Well, if that's the case, then we might as well take all the motherfucking all that shit down, and y'all just we just make it a private messenger place.
Janine, what you got to say about that?
Get off the bullshit.
Limiting our options.
I'm not limiting nothing. See, you're man, don't get me started.
I'm saying I'm being quiet, okay? I'm being quiet.
All right, y'all. On that note, thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening on the internet. Don't forget, tomorrow night, go to the Gainesville Radio app. Go to the TuneIn app, 8:30 Central Standard Time. We're going to get it in. On that note, peace, love, hair grease. Thank you. God bless. We got this motherfucker. How you going to say God and motherfucker in the same sentence?